This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can call in through our chat server, the Matrix Chat, over at chat.lrn.fm. That's not actually the server. That's a website that'll help you get connected to it. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And so we've got an update here on what you guys talked about last night, Mark, the big news that arguably has got to be at least some sort of a factor in why the Bitcoin price has been on a constant uptick this week, and that is that PayPal has made the announcement that they are going to be integrating Bitcoin and some other cryptocurrencies into its massive global payment platform. I mean, do we have to explain to anyone in our audience what PayPal is? I mean, this is a company that's now been around for something like 23 or something years. It's been around for a long time.
It's a payment system the size of three pregnant watermelons. Just a huge monster payment system.
I think that there's, you know, probably a handful of people that don't understand PayPal.
Yeah, but if you've never been on the internet, maybe you don't know.
Right.
And there are those people.
Essentially, it's internet banking. It allows you to send money to other people.
Although I don't think PayPal has ever actually gotten whatever banking permit. Like, PayPal doesn't operate as a bank per se, in that they don't offer like checking accounts. They don't offer your typical banking products.
And they don't hold reserves. They're a money transmitter, I believe.
Well, they're definitely a money transmitter.
Yeah.
I suspect they certainly are holding money for people, right? Because there's people with balances in their PayPal accounts. So,
I guess they do to some extent.
But they're not paying interest, I don't think, on those balances, and they're not checking accounts per se, and that you cannot write a check off of those accounts. You can only do electronic transfers from one PayPal member to another PayPal member. So it's almost like a membership institution, not in the same way like a credit union is, but it's not a bank. And I don't know if they've ever like become a bank. It'd be interesting if you know more of the history of it, and you're welcome to call in.
Didn't they get bought by eBay at some point?
We've got it backwards, I think. I think it was PayPal that purchased eBay.
Oh.
If I recall correctly. PayPal was founded, wasn't it Peter Thiel who was one of the founding members of PayPal?
Yeah, and he wanted it to be a libertarian thing, but it never was, or so he said.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that get into business with libertarian visions, and then the reality is they've got to kowtow to the state in order to continue doing their business without having men with guns come in and absolutely ruin their lives. I mean, another example of this, I suspect, is Shapeshift, which was founded by a Free Talk Live listener and longtime supporter, Eric Voorhees. I mean, by no means is this guy unprincipled. He's a principled libertarian. He's,
right.
He's somebody who despises the state. But yet a couple of years ago, there was a very sad email that came out from him about how they had to go and do know your customer, anti-money laundering, jumping through all those hoops with all their customers. And I don't know how big of a downturn in business resulted in that or from that, but I suspect it wasn't insignificant, whatever that downturn was, because there were a lot of people who were grumbling about that. Like,
Well,
I like Shapeshift, but now I'm going somewhere else. And it's too bad, because I like Shapeshift, too. And it was a shame that that's the way they had to go. But they probably were threatening to, like, you know, throw his wife in jail or something like that if he didn't jump through the hoops.
And once you've got a billion-dollar company in your hands and you realize that they're going to take it away from you,
right.
If you don't do what you're told, you know, it, I mean, I guess my reaction would probably be take the money and run and do what I want to do anyway. Restart it underground.
Mm. Yeah, businessmen consider their companies to be their community. So generally the hierarchy for humans is themselves, their family, their community, their country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
their community is the employees and stockholders and things like that, you mean?
Yeah, probably the employees. Those mm-hmm. are the ones they're seeing. Stockholders right. are just...
They're faceless.
Faceless.
Yeah.
And so... If you're, in the case of Eric Voorhees and Shapeshift, if you're looking at shutting down your company and putting 20, 40, 60, I don't know how many people.
Out of work.
Out of work yep. and on the streets.
Seems untenable.
That you see every day
right.
in order to make some, you know, philosophical point
right.
about
and they
anonymity.
Can't just hop on an airplane as easily as, you know, the owner can, and presuming he's successful. These are just folks who are working hard, and so they probably can't just unplug themselves and fly to some island somewhere
yeah.
to restart things underground. As much as I appreciate nobody's approach, I mean, that's definitely the one that warms my heart, but it's tough. It's tough when these things happen out there, but now PayPal...
It's so much easier to make that decision when you don't actually have the $1 billion.
Right. And PayPal certainly has more than a few billions, I would imagine. I don't know what their company's worth, but I'm going to guess it's in the multiple billions range. It's a massive, massive mega corporation that spans the entire planet. You want to talk about a compliant company? That is PayPal. I mean, they are doing business not just with the U.S. banking system, but they're also doing business in, I don't know how many other countries. It's got to be dozens more. I have sent PayPal transactions to people in other parts of the world, and they don't have U.S. bank accounts, so presumably that means that PayPal is able to interface with, you know, the European banking system, the Asian banking systems, and so that I mean, just to do that with the U.S. banking system requires a tremendous level of obedience to the state and to the, you know, government regulations. But they're doing it all over the world. So, I mean, just this is an incredibly compliant company. And the idea that they would just jump on board with Bitcoin was very exciting for people, because as much as those of us in the real cryptocurrency world, those of us who've been into the cryptocurrency world for years and understand and appreciate the independence that it can bring and the idea that having your own wallet and having control, 100% control over your money, meaning that you hold the keys to access your cryptocurrency online, we know how it really ought to be done, but we can also, I think, see, and I don't want to speak for you guys, but I'm just generally saying this, I think we can also see the value in companies like PayPal or Square, which entered into Bitcoin, I think, 2 or 3 years ago at this point, and turned a large audience of people that otherwise maybe weren't familiar with Bitcoin onto it and gave them the opportunity to purchase it. Mind you, it was buying it in a what they call a custodial account, meaning that Square and now PayPal or Coinbase or some of these other mega companies, they hold the keys
right.
to what is supposed to be your cryptocurrency.
But if you'll recall, when you and I, Ian, mm-hmm. first got into cryptocurrency, we chose a custodial wallet.
We did, and it hurt.
Yeah, it was a painful
Which
lesson.
Which one did you choose?
It was called MyBitcoinWallet.com, and it turns out when they say MyBitcoinWallet, they weren't talking about my Bitcoin wallet. They were talking about
he meant my.
Yeah, it was
mine.
He was very clear.
and did he cash in on that?
He did. Oh, yeah. He basically, a bunch of people sent him cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. He said, whoops, I got hacked. It's all gone. and then they said, hey, you know, we've all read Bell's paper on assassination of politics. Maybe you should give us our money back. And he said, whoops, I found half of it. And so everybody got 49% of their Bitcoin back.
Yeah.
And this guy disappeared into live probably like a king on some Pacific island someplace.
Well, we can always hope that he disappeared into a ditch with a snitch.
Who knows what happened to him? I was happy to get half my Bitcoin back.
I think most people were. So
how much did you lose?
I think I lost like 50 Bitcoin.
Yeah, we both had about, I had gotten 48 Bitcoin from Gavin Andreessen for paying for his meal
mm-hmm.
At, you know, our first meeting really about Bitcoin. And, you know, that was worth, well, $10.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we put in there, and then we got it back. So it was worth more when we get it back.
So we were talking about the difference between a custodial Bitcoin account, where some company or other person has control of your Bitcoin. A bank account is a custodial account, meaning that you have your dollars under the control of this other this institution.
Right. When the bank doesn't feel like giving you your money back, they don't.
That's right.
Well, and that's what it means.
If PayPal gets hacked, they remain liable.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Turns out this whole PayPal Bitcoin thing, there's a wrinkle in this. We'll tell you about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the toll-free number. If you want to join us, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Bitcoin is on fire. Over $13,000 per Bitcoin as of, I think, sometime yesterday. It's kept there most of the day today, I think. It might have dipped down a little bit below 13. Not sure where it is at the moment, but somewhere in that range. We're not at all-time highs yet, but the only time Bitcoin has been higher than this was for, like, what, like less than a week in December of 2017?
I was going to say that as soon as you said we're not at all-time highs. If you take out 1 week in December of 2017, then yeah, we are.
Indeed. So you want to learn more about Bitcoin? Now's a great time. Get on over to Bitcoin.com. They've got a Getting Started area there. You'll learn about Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. And that's going to be something we're going to be paying more attention to over the coming weeks, because there's a potential that Bitcoin Cash, BCH, is going to have itself a schism right after the election, actually. Like a week or so, week and a half after the election, there's going to be even bigger news in the world of cryptocurrencies, so we'll keep you up to date on that. We'll talk more about it as we get closer and what that could possibly mean, because it could get a little complicated. So go and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. There is a learning curve involved in learning about cryptocurrency, so there's no better time than now to starting that process, because this stuff isn't going away. I mean, the news story I brought in tonight to talk about is regarding how Bitcoin this year, 2020, has outperformed everything. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, all these mega corporations that everybody thinks is just, you know, a way to make money. Well, maybe cryptocurrency is going to do better than all of them.
Yeah, that's possible. I do want to address that because I've certainly been keeping a close eye on it. When you think about, so there's other years when cryptocurrency hasn't done that well against
stocks. No doubt.
But
over time, it's done much better.
And obviously, you get to pick your stocks, and you can make a better story. But this year, investors tend to be rather skeptical that the bull market that went on for, well, the longest in history up to this point, is somehow going to manage to not just recover, and it did recover to some extent, but not just recover, but continue on running. Like, they just, you know, business has stopped around the world, and surely it's affected stock prices. So if you decide that stocks aren't the place to be, well, then where are you going to be? Real estate's been destroyed by rapacious, at least in the United States, by rapacious governments that are looking to get more and more tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just hold land and buildings and expect, and you know, without putting them, employing them, right, using them, you know, without losing money.
And
so
you got to remember, there's a lot of homeless people living in houses right now because it's illegal to evict them, but it won't always be illegal to evict them.
Right, that much is true, too. Mm. There's, stocks, you don't want to be there. Bonds, well, those are just loans to public companies. So you might as well buy stocks. And the list is pretty short where you're going to put your money, because you can't just put it in if you put it in a savings account or a money market, you're losing money. And where are you going to put it? Especially if the government decides, and I don't know, maybe a government that just printed I'm using quotation marks, just created $9 trillion.
Wait, was it $9 trillion?
Those are the numbers that I've heard.
Wow.
Okay, I thought it was only like 3 or 4, but it's still
a
lot.
That is 3 or 4 in the first bailout.
That's the U.S.
They haven't agreed on the next one, though.
No, but there's been a bunch of other money paid out for other things.
Federal Reserve has created money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not hearing about that because it's not the U.S. government taking loans against the American people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the banks creating money.
I see what you mean. Just issuing loans or whatever they do.
Right. So, maybe This big banking organization will just come in and decide that your money's theirs now. Who knows? This has happened in some countries. So, you know, you could put it in gold. You could put it in Bitcoin. And those are your choices. A lot of people don't understand you could put it in other cryptocurrencies and have the same sort of effects that you do. Bitcoin, they think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a synonymous term.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's understandable. I mean, essentially, Bitcoin has sort of become the Kleenex of cryptocurrency, meaning a, not that Bitcoin's a brand name, but it's right. a specific thing, sort of like when people say they want a Coke in the South, they don't always mean they want a Coke, they might mean they want
what
a Sprite.
What kind of Coke you want, honey?
Yeah.
I want a root beer Coke.
That's right.
Right. I don't know, I think that the people who mistake Bitcoin for being the whole crypto world are going to pay a terrible reckoning one day.
I tend to think that there will come a time when Bitcoin has outlived its technological advance. I mean, in the same way that
today it costs $4 for me to send a Bitcoin transaction in the second block. So right. not the first block, which would be as quickly as possible, but almost as quickly as possible.
The Model T was a really good car for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the only, one.
No,
it was the best car.
It was
and the worst.
It was the first car made on an assembly line. There were lots of cars that were sort of handmade.
Oh, that's right. There were.
But it's you know, I mean, there was a time when a Model T made a lot of sense for a lot of people, but then better things came out, and you know, I don't know. At some point, it seems like the way that the BTC Bitcoin people make decisions that they're never going to, they're not going to move forward because they're talking about technological advances. They're proposing technological advances, but it's just vaporware at this point.
Mm-hmm. If you want to comment, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So in the news about this PayPal announcing and making big waves, because this is something that people in crypto have talked about for a long time. So, oh, if PayPal starts taking Bitcoin, it'll be huge. And it is. I mean,
It's already huge.
Yeah, well, Bitcoin is big, but by no means is it huge. Only 7% of Americans have it, which I consider to be a lot of people. I think that's actually a pretty good penetration given how young it really is.
But, I'd be happy to penetrate 7% of Americans.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd be very proud.
But there's a catch. There is a catch. And as I said, PayPal is a very obedient company, and I think that's why this is from decrypt.co. News broke this morning that PayPal, the company that kickstarted the online money transfer industry, will start allowing users to buy Bitcoin, and there was a few others, maybe several different cryptos like Bitcoin Cash is in there, via its app and its website. Some hailed the move as a decisive moment for Bitcoin adoption, and it is, and cryptocurrency markets have responded favorably with the price of Bitcoin, BTC, hitting briefly $13,000 today. But others think of PayPal forthcoming feature is a bad look for the world's largest cryptocurrency, primarily because of what it lacks. PayPal's new feature will allow users in the United States to buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin on its platform. But there are a few things missing. For starters, private keys. And we all would have been able to guess that. I mean, that's obvious that a company like PayPal, they are a government-regulated institution. They're going to hold the Bitcoin. They're going to hold your private keys.
Coinbase doesn't give you your private keys either.
That's right.
It's still a convenient way to buy.
No
if
doubt.
You don't mind going to prison for tax evasion.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But what else is missing? It's a big what else from this PayPal plan. We'll tell you about that on the way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Korea comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As U.S. intelligence officials accuse Iran and Russia of attempting to directly affect American elections, will the United States respond? State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega says the Iranian regime will be held accountable She tells Fox News that Iran's cyber capabilities sometimes get overlooked.
Their nuclear ambitions and, of course, their fomenting terrorism in the region is what gets talked about the most, but we've been warning about their cyber capabilities for quite some time. So I think that you will see the United States take action on this, as we always have in holding the Iranian regime accountable.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. The president was tested ahead of tonight's debate with former Vice President Joe Biden, as the new rules from the Commission on Presidential Debates dictated. Upon arriving in Nashville, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters that the president's test had come back negative. The Biden campaign announced earlier in the day that he had also tested negative Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News. The FDA has approved the antiviral drug remdesivir as a treatment for the coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration gave the Gilead Sciences drug a full authorization on Thursday after previously giving it an emergency use authorization. The IV-administered drug is now the only COVID treatment in the United States with full approval from the FDA. It was used in treating President Trump during his 3-day hospitalization for the virus. How much should we pay for a recovery? That's a question that has been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, according to Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited, if you want to join us here on the radio waves, get take control of those airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord. Oops, no, we don't. It's been like 2 months since I messed that one up. We are just too busy, too distracted, trying to open up the phone system here. Anyway, you can go to Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm and call us that way. It does take a few extra hoops to get that set up and working, but once it works very, very well, and it sounds great. So check out chat.lrn.fm. We were talking about the PayPal situation. We're going to continue with that. The big news, and it's worth talking about this news, and you guys covered it last night on the show, I think in depth, that PayPal is now going to be allowing customers to pay with cryptocurrencies, like 4 or 5 different ones.
Right. Pretty big deal, right?
So that is a big deal. Unfortunately, there's a nasty, nasty little catch, and we'll tell you about that coming up. But Intercoin's programmable coins are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that's compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchased coins can contain rules that govern how they're supposed to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Now, Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So Intercoin is something that's moving towards more financial freedom for people. PayPal, there's not much in the way of financial freedom to be found in this proposal.
There was a time, but not anymore.
There was a time when PayPal was a young, nimble, up-and-coming, you
and
know.
And they provided a lot of financial freedom to people.
Yeah.
There was a time I was young and nimble, too.
Yeah, but you didn't sell out. Nobody, that's the difference.
No, I burned out.
And PayPal is selling out big time because they are not only going to be controlling the private keys behind whatever cryptocurrencies are associated with your PayPal account, they're going to have control over, as you would expect. That's not a surprise. But the real shocker is that, according to Decrypt.co, early users of the system have discovered that the crypto in your account at PayPal cannot be transferred to other accounts on or off of PayPal.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So if I pay you, Mark, and you've got a PayPal account, and I'm your customer, and I'm buying something from you on your website or whatever, and I pay you with Bitcoin, PayPal may show you, and again, I haven't used the system yet, right? So right. None of us have. But some people apparently have gotten a peek at it or whatever. PayPal will show you perhaps a balance of Bitcoin, unless you've told it to always convert it to dollars or however they end up setting this up.
Sure.
But you may be able to hold a balance in Bitcoin, and that's all you'll be able to do besides sell the Bitcoin for dollars on the PayPal site. Likely.
Yeah, by their standards, at their price, in their
that's
time.
Right. That's right.
So is it going to be a monopsony, or are they going to set up buys or transactions like local Bitcoin? I can't imagine they're going to do that.
No, they wouldn't do anything like local Bitcoin.
So they're basically the only buyer for that.
That's what I suspect is going to be the case, because again, you will not be able to, at least at this point, you will not be able to send your Bitcoin off of your PayPal account.
Wow.
So
it's a big thing they're doing, mm-hmm. in so much as they're allowing businesses to accept cryptocurrency in a very convenient way.
And right, through the PayPal system.
Basically, you know, some large percentage of businesses in America are now able to accept cryptocurrency that weren't.
Or will be very shortly. They're going to, roll this out over whatever amount of time it takes them to roll this out. It won't be all at once.
It's the ones that were too lazy and too ignorant to go set up an AnyPayInc.com account.
Right, which takes like 5 minutes. Right. I mean, you can go to AnyPayInc.com, create your account, and it doesn't even take 5 minutes to create the account. It's probably like two.
But what PayPal does offer is that they'll turn your crypto into USDs if you're just like, I'm not going to learn about this crypto thing. I don't want to benefit financially from this. I don't believe it's going to go anywhere. I think everything's going to stay the same. I'm going to get back out on my horse, and I'm going to ride back to my unair-conditioned house.
Give me those dollars.
You know? And that's fine if that's what you want to do as a business. Mm-hmm. And look, a lot of businesses are not looking right now to try new things. And those are the ones that are going to cave in because of this this big change that's occurred in the financial landscape recently.
Right.
You know, if you can't see past the nose in your face, you're not going anywhere.
Well, right. I mean, if you're always doing things the way they've always been done, then you're in for a rude awakening at some point, because the world is changing around you. And I heard you complaining about this happening last night on the show, Mark. You were bellyaching about, I forget what little thing it was, but oh, yeah, it was
pronouns
or something like that that you were just upset
Yes,
about.
I really don't like, and I refuse to use they.
I also will not use they to describe a person. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up for just about anything for pronouns, but not they.
How about Z?
How about her?
I live with Z. Look, if we're talking about somebody who's meaningful in my life, I can do Z, which is just a sort of a made up pronoun that they've got. All right, if you've taken the time to explain it to me and these sorts of things, and we're working together, all right.
But whether or not you can accept other people's pronouns or whatever, that isn't going to have much of an effect on your business in the future. Whether or not you can look and see what the future of money is all about may have some effect on your business, and cryptocurrency is not going to go away anytime soon.
Not considering that China just rolled out their digital currency. And
Did they really?
The Federal Reserve has claimed that they're rolling one out, too.
Well, there's a lot of talk about this. Okay?
Sure.
There's,
but if they're... Look, the what the Federal Reserve is not doing is... They're not saying, you know, there's a whole bunch of things they're not doing at this point. So you can expect, you know, it's a harbinger for what's happening in the future. They understand. The Federal Reserve, even if you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, the value of digital currencies, the Federal Reserve does. And they're the ones who make money.
Well, let me tell you what
they're the ones
is.
Who enslave you and... They're the ones who enslave your unborn great-grandchildren because at the United States...
I think you're giving the U.S. government a lot of credit for longevity that it doesn't deserve.
It may. Yeah, maybe the United States government doesn't make it any further.
I hope it's almost done.
We can look at history and we can see that a debt has been carried since the Andrew Jackson administration at the very most recent.
At this point, the U.S. government is the walking dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a zombie and searching for brains.
If you wanted to be highly generous, you could say that the real debt began somewhere around the 80s. You know, somewhere around the end of the Vietnam War, somewhere in there, with the creation, with the change, when the Federal Reserve, when the rules changed regarding the dollar and decoupled from gold completely. And... You know, from that time, debt has just increased over time. And... Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're paying interest on the debt from the Spanish-American War right now, ladies and gentlemen. So you can't tell me.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you
I haven't filed in a long time.
Yeah, you stop doing that.
You're talking about income tax. You're paying all kinds of taxes, and you're paying less, and I congratulate you. I salute you for paying as little as possible.
Does that mean I'm about to rock?
It does that. You know, I mean, we're all paying it, and that's you can't get away from it. So to say that the United States government and the Federal Reserve are trying to enslave your unborn great-grandchildren is not a radical statement, because it was certainly true for the people from the Jackson administration.
So one of the reasons why Bitcoin is valuable is because... When unencumbered by arbitrary rules like PayPal's attempting to put down upon it, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency that's like it, like Bitcoin Cash and others, allow you to send value to anyone in the world who has an address on the Bitcoin blockchain. And you can send money, value, to anybody in a matter of minutes, instants, and no one else can say otherwise. Well, now PayPal's trying to say, we're taking that feature out of Bitcoin. No more sending, except if you're going to send it to PayPal.
Send it to us.
That's where it ends. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Bitcoin is on the rise, and it is killing it against other investments, specifically the mega tech stocks. We can talk about the latest run-up to over $13,000 for one Bitcoin. So people are paying attention again. Once those numbers start going up, people pay attention.
Right, they pay attention. Of course, you know, when we were telling them to get a hold of some Bitcoin at $3,000 not too long ago, they don't pay
attention. Or when we were saying it at $300.
$300 or $30.
Or $3.
Or $3, yeah.
Those guys are crazy. They don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know if I was saying it at $3. I might have still been skeptical back then. I'm not sure.
It went from $1 to $30 down back to $1.
Mm.
And we were on that ride from up to 30 and then back at 1.
Mm.
And I recall having said when it was $1
to buy in
Bitcoin is worth $1, it's worth $1 million.
Mm.
And I still believe that.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I believe it for crypto as a general idea.
Right.
I'm not sure that Bitcoin BTC is going to be the currency that is.
It's not a currency at this point.
It's basically a store of value.
Yeah. That's what they're wanting it to be, and it's a shame because it wasn't always that way.
The thing is, Bitcoin didn't scale, which isn't the. It isn't the end of the world for it. It's still useful, and I think that the scalability problem will be solved with a whole bunch of parallel cryptocurrencies, so you don't have to worry about making one chain scale. You just have to worry about making them all scale when they're working together. The problem is that Bitcoin is in the position of having a market price that is many times higher than something like Bitcoin Cash, which is just as useful. And
more so.
Yeah. It's more so in that
your fees are going to be...
Well, it's got bigger blocks, so yeah, it can get...
Yeah, it can hold more transactions, and right now, because it's not full, and it's nowhere near being full as far as its network capacity is concerned, you're looking at maybe a cent to 2 cents for a transaction fee on Bitcoin Cash or on Dash, or even less than a cent in many cases.
Yeah, most of the time.
I've sent a 1 or 2 cent fees recently on both Bitcoin Cash and Dash, I think, but
really?
Still.
I've never seen a penny fee.
Oh, maybe you just haven't been paying attention. I mean,
maybe not.
Yeah. But they're very, very light compared to Bitcoin, which, as I said, I sent a Bitcoin transaction yesterday for $3. Today, it was $4.
Wow.
To send a Bitcoin transaction. And that wasn't even for the next block. If I wanted next block, it would have been like $6.
Right.
To get into the next block.
So now you're talking essentially, if it was 3 cents for the Bitcoin Cash transaction, which is a whoppingly high transaction at 3 cents.
Yeah, you're about 100 times.
200 times as much for the Bitcoin transaction, and that's not sustainable.
And no, it's not. Not for a currency.
When people get hip to that, I think what they're going to do is there's going to be a huge shift into altcoins.
It's happened before.
Yeah.
Or Bitcoin BTC is going to have to address it with its Lightning Network that it's been working on.
I still don't know anything about
that. What can it do that would make it more valuable than Bitcoin Cash?
Lightning Network?
How is that more valuable?
Well, I don't know that much about it.
It's confusing.
Confusing.
If Bitcoin can make a... Yeah, I can.
The Lightning Network?
Yeah.
Great. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, the Lightning Network is... everybody puts a bunch of Bitcoin into a bag, and then they trade in IOUs, and when they're ready to cash out the IOUs, they take their Bitcoin back out of the bag.
Who controls the bag?
The bag
Trusted nodes.
Yeah, trusted nodes.
So the trusted
Chris
currency
controls
now
the bag.
Trusted.
Trust in who? Yeah. I don't know. Anything that involves more centralization, I kind of bristle against. And from what I understand, that's what the Lightning Network does. But again, that's my brief, basic understanding, which
just
is not
because,
very good.
Just because I don't like the idea, and I don't, doesn't mean that it's not going to be the one that works.
It hasn't worked yet.
Agreed. Look,
I've heard people
saying,
lost money on the Lightning Network, trying to like put money into it and send it around, and it just goes away if you send it to the wrong place.
There was one guy who lost a significant amount of money, like $4,000, and apparently he did that by failing to keep his node up when it had to, like he was one of those trusted guys, and his node went down, and as a result of that, he lost the money somehow.
Yeah, comforting.
Yeah.
And until I can answer questions like, how exactly did that happen, I have no interest in using the Lightning Network.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone using Lightning with the exception of Chris Reitman here in town, former co-host of ours, who is busy opening up a convenience store. That's what he's been up to for the last year, basically. They're about ready to finally get there. And he's the only one who I've ever encountered who's actually excited about Lightning Network. He seems to think it's going to be something, but I've yet to see that excitement transfer to anyone else at all. It doesn't seem like anyone really cares.
I've seen people who are definitely excited about
online
Lightning Network. No, I mean, we've met people at conventions and events. And
I'm not going to include people at conventions. You don't include people at Bitcoin conventions. I'm talking about the real life people who use
Michael
Bitcoin
Young?
In real life. Okay, I've never heard, you know, I don't know what he thinks about that. But,
okay.
But the people that I encounter in real life, no one's talking about Lightning. No one at any of the Bitcoin meetups brings up Lightning.
I can tell you that I talked to five people in real life, fewer than five people in real life that are excited about Lightning Network.
In this area?
No, period.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I've never had it. It never came up at any of our Bitcoin meetups. There's no one who's talking about any of the, whatever the exciting developments are in Lightning. No one's ever brought it up like, oh, today the Lightning nodes did this, or they launched... It didn't get talked about. In fact, this is the most we've talked about it on this show in the last probably 2 years, I would say. So going on, we were talking about how PayPal has started to adopt cryptocurrency. And maybe this is just the beginning, and it probably is. So there's a chance this is going to change in the future. But for right now, for the moment, PayPal is not allowing withdrawals. So if you are paid in Bitcoin on the new PayPal Bitcoin accepting payment system, you just get to keep it there. and look at it. Maybe change it into dollars. Maybe change dollars into Bitcoin, but you won't get to withdraw the Bitcoin from the PayPal system like you can with your dollar balances into your bank accounts and such.
So it's more like buying stock from a stockbroker. You tell them to buy it, and then when you feel like it's going to go down, you tell them to sell it. So it's useful for speculation there, but mm-hmm. not useful
as a currency.
Yeah. In fact, also, they're going to determine what the trade trading values are. So
right.
They're going to... Here's a little prediction, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. We're talking about PayPal here. We're talking about one of the largest banks in the world.
It's not a bank.
It's not a bank.
Well, you can call it what you want. It functions like a bank.
How about a financial institution?
Fine. It's one of the largest financial institutions in the world. When they're dealing with you and you, Mr. Dry Cleaner from Poughkeepsie, you're accepting Bitcoin. It's your business. They're going to give you the lowest price they can give you on that Bitcoin without being called fraudulent.
Right.
And then when you go to sell it, they're going to give you the lowest price, that you can possibly get when you sell it.
It probably won't be that bad.
They're going to make it coming and going, though.
It might be 1% or whatever. It's not going to be.
Right. Make 1%.
They are the 1%.
Yeah. Make 1% coming and 1% going, and then people don't complain.
Yeah.
And you'll do fine.
By no means is that the largest complaint about this, that they can make some money on it. Good for them. I hope they do. Square Cash, or a Cash App, as it's called, Square, the company behind that, has made Bitcoin its number one revenue source.
And it's hip to be them.
And I don't know if Square started with Bitcoin withdrawals. So they may have also started where you couldn't withdraw the Bitcoin and then changed it to where you could. Because now you can, if you've got a Square Cash App account, you can purchase Bitcoin and you can withdraw it from that system into your own wallet, which is the way that PayPal ought to do it. But for right now, as CTO of Casa, Jameson Lopp, says, it's not really crypto that PayPal's making available, but IOUs. In other words, not your keys. Not your coins.
It's not your keys. It's not your coin. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that Bitcoin has a public and private key. Your public key is the address to which you send Bitcoin. And you can put it anywhere on the Internet, and it's completely safe.
All people can do is send money to you.
Right, and which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Your private key, on the other hand, is the ability to withdraw from the account. So the public key is the ability to deposit. The private key is the ability to withdraw. And if you don't have the ability to withdraw, it's not your money.
PayPal will hold your private keys, and they'll do what they want with them if the government comes along and says, freeze that account.
Yep.
Then they will freeze it, and there will be nothing you can do. The blog post from Trezor, the Satoshi Labs, the company behind Trezor, wasted no time telling people not to use PayPal for Bitcoin. Quote, with a household name like PayPal starts selling Bitcoin, it's probably not because they want to spur healthy adoption, they said in their blog post. We'll tell you more on the way here. Hour two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live, and Bitcoin's on top again.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and It is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.